Chris Williamson.
Thank you, Madam Deputy Speaker. I want to talk very briefly about the promise of Britain and how it applies in Derby, with specific reference to the rail industry. Derby is a city which is renowned for its railway heritage. We've been building trains in our city for 180 years, going right back to the 19th century. But we are faced with a very serious situation, Madam Deputy Speaker, a situation where the rail industry in our country is hanging in the balance. It's an industry which in our city has given hope and a good future for young people. For countless generations of local people in my city have worked in the railway industry. And before the general election, members on the government benches today were saying how they were going to review all the major rail contracts. So they looked at in detail, I assume, at the detail of those contracts before they eventually decided not to award this vitally important contract for the Thames Link line that would have provided employment and security for thousands of people in my city and young people with apprenticeships and so on, and awarded that not to Bombardier but to Siemens, who were going to build the trains in Germany. Now, I have to say, Madam Deputy Speaker, that it seems to me that government ministers have been very lax in their scrutiny of the tender specification, because it's very clear in the invitation to tender.
Madam Deputy Speaker, I thought this debate was on opportunities for the next generation, not about Bombardier Railways.
I think you're fine, Mr Helfond. That's a matter for me, not you. And the Honourable Gentleman will return to the debate.
Deputy Speaker, I'm trying to make the point that by denying the opportunity for Bombardier to fulfil this contract, it is denying an opportunity for future generations to enjoy employment, long-term employment, in the rail industry. And this is a very serious situation, because we are faced with the prospect of losing the ability to ever build a train in this country again, the country that gave the world the railways, never ever to be able to build a train again because of a decision of this government. And it's very clear, Madam Deputy Speaker, if I may return to it, it's very clear. It says in the invitation to tender specification that the successful bidder must have a proven solution. The Siemens haven't got a proven solution. They haven't got a lightweight bogey. It goes on to say it should be deliverable.
Thank you. I'm sure you are meaning to address the topic of today's debate in your short contribution, illustrating the point as you said. So, not the tender, today's debate would be good.
I'm really merely trying to make the point that the government has not fulfilled its obligations, and by doing that, it's actually denying opportunities for apprenticeships to build the lightweight bogies, to actually build the carriages which will run on the Thames Link line. Now, I have to say there is opportunities as well to terminate the contract, and we won't go into detail on that now, because I could say I may get called to order and I want to try and finish in 4 minutes. But I must just refer to the quote of the Prime Minister when he brought his Cabinet to Derby in March of this year, and he said this: "The point of the Cabinet today is to ask one fundamental question. What is it that we can do in government to help the economy to rebalance, to grow, and for businesses to start up, to invest and employ people?" I say to the Prime Minister and to the government, honour that commitment that he gave to the people of Derby and the people of this country when he brought his Cabinet to Derby. Give young people in my city hope of a future in the rail industry, and give our country hope that we can continue to have a rail industry long into the future. If they don't do that, Madam Deputy Speaker, I fear those opportunities will be denied people in Derby and around the country forever, the opportunity to ever be able to work in the rail industry building trains again.
Sheila Gill.